level with all the changes this offseason, new faces, new philosophies?
Yeah, I think it's still part of the process, you know, and there's different phases. So we're kind of in the offseason phase here. Then, you know, training camp's important, the repetitions that you get, and you know, hopefully showing some improvement from OTAs in the training camp. But everybody's been working hard, and but, you know, still got to improve, you know, the rest of this week, and I think next week's important. And then I think training camp will be really important.
We know how important you think reps are. Has it been a little difficult for you to give some of those up? I know Kubiak does a little bit differently with managing bets and everything else. Has that been a tough thing for you at all?
Well, no, I mean, like I said, you try to just get the reps that you do have, you try to make them quality ones. So, you know, we're still getting reps today. You know, they're cutting back a little bit of the teamwork for us, but, you know, you're still getting individual reps with your receivers like Latimer and Owen Daniels, you know, guys that the first time throwing to Owen and really the first time getting a lot of reps, you know, with Cody, and, you know, try to take advantage of the meeting time. I'm able to get some separate meeting time, you know, on the side within the six-hour rule limits, of course. And you got to take advantage of it, and there's, you know, try to also take advantage of the rest time, or, you know, of the weightlifting time, you know, where you come back and you feel good and you feel fresh. And so I think there can be some positives to it. So that's what I'm trying to find out of them.
Is it odd, though, to walk off this field and practice is still going on, or do you like that efficiency?
Well, like I said, I'm with, you know, 20 other guys in there, and we're in there lifting weights, and we're working, and we're, you know, our strength staff is it's not like we're in there resting by any means. You know, we're in there, actually doing, you know, more intense lifting than the guys that are doing the teamwork. But we're out there for individual. We're doing walkthroughs, you know, on blitzes, and so I still feel like we're practicing. We're just, you know, just doing some alternate things. So, like I said, I think there's some positives in it, and that's what we're working towards.
You're able to work out there with the receivers a lot, but not being able to run team with the offensive linemen, especially with the flux that's going on.
Well, I think it's just for these couple of minicamp practices. I mean, we've been doing, you know, I don't know how many days y'all have been here before, but we were doing team periods last week and team periods before. So, you know, it's... You know, we've had some disappointing injuries these OTAs, not going to lie, that, you know, losing Jeff, who I was looking forward to playing with. I think he really was going to be a contributor for us this year. And then, you know, Ryan, everything that he's overcome, you know, getting back from his previous injury, I'm just disappointed for him and how hard he's worked to get back. And you know, hoping he'll be back, you know, as healthy as ever when he gets back. But, I think he'd... It's definitely, you know, disappointing, but it does give you time to find a way to make the adjustments. You know, whoever it is, you know, playing there, everybody else has got to step up, so it gives you more time. So, you know, like I said, we still got, you know, lots of time, you know, during training camp to get a lot of reps and to form that, you know, kind of chemistry that you're trying to form. I think you're also going to be looking to form it during the season as well, and it's an ongoing process. The key is just try to keep improving.
You've been here for some of Ben Garland's kind of journey. What has surprised you about Garland?
You know, I'm not sure if anything surprised me. You know, when you kind of meet Ben, you know, for the first time, I mean, he's an impressive guy. He's upbeat. He's high energy. It doesn't take you very long to work out with him or be on the field with him to realize what an intense and hard worker he is. And I think that's paid a lot of dividends for him. He's improved, and he's competing for a job, you know, right now, and he's made significant improvements, you know, in the time that he's been here. And he's going to, you know, fight and scratch and claw, and those are the kind of guys you like in there with you, trying to protect you and trying to help you.
Peyton, so much has made the negatives of being an older quarterback. What are the positives for you being having this experience as you go through this transition?
Well, like I said, you know, I think you always try to use your experience as a teacher, and you know, I've always tried to learn something from every repetition situation. You know, defense, you know, kind of best how to counter it. And so, you know, hopefully you have a pretty good storage file up there in your mind and in your memory that you can use and figure out, you know, kind of what works and kind of what you have to do to adjust to different things, a different receiver. Some receivers are faster than others. You got to get the ball out quicker. So, I think you try to use your experience in any way to help you. And when you're dealing with some changes and adjustments, I think experience can help you that way as well.
What do you think of that Kubiak offense so far, 6 weeks in?
Yeah, I mean, what are we doing? You know, June evaluations? What is that? There's got to be another story out there to write about. I'm not doing June evaluations. So, look, we're working right now. And if I said I liked it or didn't like it would mean that I thought my opinion mattered, really, which I don't. I mean, does it? I mean, you know, it's our job to execute the plays and to make it work. So I'm learning. I'm learning about, the requirements of me. I'm learning about how Owen Daniels runs his routes. CJ's got a more, obviously getting more repetitions with him. Everybody, CJ, you kind of think, and of course, if you talk to him, you think he's about a 12-year veteran starter. he's only started 6 games. But, I'm getting a ton of reps with him. And so, the sky is the limit for him. I will say that. I'm glad to be in there working with him. Monte and Ronnie are having really good camps, I think. So, this is just part of the process. And we're learning. I'm learning. I'm committed. And I'm all in on trying to make any adjustments that I have to, at the same time trying to do some of the things that I've done well and try to hopefully keep doing those well and improve on things that I need to improve on.
From a scheme standpoint, is this as big a change as you've gone through in your career?
Like I said, I don't talk about those kind of things that other people may do. I don't talk about that. So that's kind of what we do scheme-wise and what we do. I think that's kind of between us.
A few more for Peyton.
Peyton, Jordan Taylor, I was talking to him earlier about his quarterback background, high school and even in college. Just wondering, you notice anything different from players that maybe have had that background in that position?
I think you do at times. Jordan's had a good, really good camp as well. He had a little injury that's kind of knocked him out these past few days, but I tell you, he catches everything around him, and he's gone up and made a couple of plays on some deep balls, which has stood out. I think that's kind of what he did in college, talking to the, some of the guys that studied him in college. So, I always think that probably can help an offensive player, probably could help a defensive player in a certain position as well, a safety or whatnot. It probably depends on what kind of offense you ran. If you ran the wishbone, I'm not sure how much it's going to help you understand in the passing game as a receiver or as a safety. But, I've definitely found some receivers that I've played with in the past, or a running back especially. I feel a guy that played quarterback in, high school or even college, I didn't play with the guy, but I always thought Hines Ward was one of the smartest players that I – got to compete, against. Obviously, he was on offense because he played quarterback and, understood protections and understood, pass patterns and timing. And so, running back, understanding protections, from a quarterback standpoint, I think that's definitely a plus, and receiver as well.
How's it been working with Geno so far?
Yeah, I've enjoyed working with Geno. He's a, he's a tough guy. He's kind of, like Garland, he's a guy that's going to fight and compete at the end. And, he's played, didn't play as much last year, I guess, but was a full-time starter 2 years ago on just an outstanding organization and team, like Baltimore. So he understands, what it takes to work hard and to win and to compete, at the high level. So, once again, looking forward to getting, more reps with him in training camp. And, he has a lot of familiarity with Rick Dennison and Coach Kubiak. That's a real plus for him, and so he's helping a lot of those young offensive linemen that are in there with him at the same time.
Last one, Lindsey Jones. Last one.
I remember a couple of years ago, when you first got here, you were very kind of seemed energized about learning a new offense and kind of that process. How much of that is still here for you now, and
yeah,
help kind of keep you in it when you're.
I definitely, yeah. I mean, y'all keep using that word a lot. Yeah, there's got to be a synonym out there somewhere. So, yeah, growing, yeah. So, yeah, all those. I like those. Good stuff. Get a Twitter contest out of this. Lindsey, I will say that I've talked to a number of players that have told me, I've talked to some players that have told me that they thought that they may have stopped playing just because they got bored with the monotony of you know, maybe whether it was the offense or the same meetings or whatnot, that physically they felt, you know, pretty good. They just, you know, they got bored and they got frustrated and they just said, you know, I want to go do something else. And so, you know, I think everybody likes continuity and some consistency in what you're doing. But I will say, you know, at age, you know, 30, whatever, 6 when I got here and now 39, that I have been stimulated, you know, by the changes, which I does think keeps you engaged and energetic and, you know, focused in meetings. And, you know, I am, you know, I can tell you one thing I am not is I am not bored in the least bit. I'm stimulated. You know, I study in and I feel like I'm engaged in, you know, trying to learn something new from Gary Kubiak, learn something new from Rick Dennison, and, you know, learn a little something from Owen Daniels. And anytime somebody has a question of me, you know, I'm glad to, you know, answer that about a route with Owen or James Casey. So that part has been that's been the truth that I think, you know, changes, you know, instead of being stymied by any type of change, you know, be stimulated by them. And that's been true for me. And so I think that's been a real positive, to tell you the truth.
Okay, thank you.
Sweet.